question. Hi, this is Reverend Janine Malcolm of Spirit and Riches, and this is our three C's. Our first accountability call around clarity and purpose or anything else you need clarity around. So what I'm going to do is, you guys are always so good about being so quiet. Raise your hand, star two, as you have questions, and then I'll just take everybody in order, and then we'll get to as many people as we can today. So what questions do you have about what? So I've got Vina going up for her question. And
so
go right ahead. Let me do this. Put this in lecture. I'll open it up just for you. Okay, so it's a clean recording. Okay, my dear, so go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. Good evening. I am, what are some time management techniques? I have, I just have a lot going on. And I've been pushing myself, but I'm aware of what happens. I'll push, and then I'll just get tired, and I'll shut down. And I want to keep going. I set up a schedule this week.
Okay.
To try to, because I'm not good at sticking to a time. So, you know, like I might say, I want to make jewelry for an hour, and it might turn out to be 2 hours. It might turn out to be 20 minutes. But I'm trying to get more regimented in that, or do something towards the business for an hour each day. But there's so much to do.
Okay, because you're working, what hours are you working?
Roughly, because I really don't stick to a schedule. So say 9 to about 4. But even in my work schedule, I have enough flexibility where I can schedule time during my day to work on jewelry stuff. So I did a lot of work on my website this week at work.
And that's just the way it's set up. There's not other stuff you could be doing at work to get ahead.
In terms of work?
In terms of work, right.
Yeah, there are, but I feel so behind in the jewelry piece that.
Right.
Yeah, but I see what you're saying, because then I feel overwhelmed at work.
Right. So, for work, I would rather you use that time to work and get ahead in work. So if you are off, or if you get sick, or if you want to take a day off, you're not coming back and feeling so overwhelmed by taking that time off, that you get, you do work or get ahead in work, as opposed to just enough. So, and let work be work. You go to work, you do work, you honor it. You honor it with your full 100% attention, giving all that you can, all that you have. And if there's more that you can do to get ahead, so that, because you never know what's going to come per se. And if something comes and you're behind there and you're behind the jewelry, you're going to be just frustrated. So at least keep work. If you've got enough time at work to be able to do some of your business, then do your work. If it's something that's not going to be due for another 2 weeks, go ahead and get it done, because then that frees you up and takes the time off your plate and that pressure off your plate, so we can release some of that pressure.
Okay.
Let work be your work. I worked I've worked all the time that I've had businesses on the side. And the majority of the time, particularly because I was doing therapy and working with kids, I did work. And then what you want to do as far as business, look at what's the biggest revenue-producing activity that you need to be doing. What's going to generate money?
Wow.
So that's where I want you to start. What's going to generate, that is a question. What's going to generate money? What can you do that's going to generate money?
Sell.
Okay. So then what has to happen for you to be able to sell?
Everything. So there's the social marketing. I need to make sales calls. I need to make jewelry. I need to order supplies. I need to all of that.
So you, let's write all that down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's write all that down.
Okay.
go ahead and write that down, because I really need to see on that list what's going to make the money. I heard you need to get supplies. I heard you had to make sales calls. I heard that there was social media. So write mm-hmm. that down. And what else? Because I'm sure there's more, because you said everything.
You know what, though? I think that is primarily it. So supply, sales, call, social media, make jewelry. Yeah. And, I mean,
okay.
deliver or sell.
So
I mean, deliver or mail.
Call.
Yeah.
Okay. So sales calls, make the jewelry,
mm-hmm.
get the product.
Mm-hmm.
So I love, out of all that,
pictures.
The one that's
mm-hmm.
take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I was having this conversation. Oh, that was Tanya. I was like, I could have this conversation with somebody. Okay, so the number one thing that's going to generate your revenue is going to be sales calls.
Mm-hmm.
So the question becomes, do you have people to call who are waiting for you to call, or are these cold calls?
I followed up with quite a few people, and what I'm finding is that I've made jewelry for 20 years. At varying levels, sometimes intense, sometimes very lightly. I'm having to reestablish some of those relationships and create new ones. So it's a combination in answer to your question. It's cold calls and it's folks that I'm following up with.
So we go back to people who've already bought from us because they know us. They've had an
mm-hmm.
experience with us. So you go back to those people that you had a relationship with and begin to look at how can you create another relationship with them.
So I used to do these shows at my house.
Okay.
And so I'm going to do one of those in probably the first weekend in June.
Why? And we're doing it in June because?
Because I was going to do it the first weekend in May, but it's graduation month. And that can impact a lot of people's schedules. I was thinking the first weekend in May.
Okay, so what about April?
April's booked. I'm going every weekend in April.
You're selling? Or you're working? You're traveling for work?
Neither.
Okay. Okay, so, then never mind. That's not my business then. Okay, so we're not selling and we're not working. Okay, that only leaves a couple of other things. Okay, so then that leaves me, because see, what I'm looking at, the same thing I was doing the other night, is I'm looking at holidays. I'm looking at times that people are going to be looking and would have a potential to buy. And Mother's Day
Mother's
is coming
Day.
Up on May 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, are you doing work or are you selling? But it's not an option at this point. And the weekend before Mother's Day, I think, will be too close unless you reestablish something with those that you've already had. And you give them something at such a rate that they could actually take advantage of it, or give them a discount at such a rate that they could take advantage of it.
So this is what I can do. I can sell in April. I just thought three of those weekends, I can actually sell jewelry. I can. One weekend I'm going up. Yeah. Two of them are vacation, sort of, kind of. One is my mother's 80th birthday. I can sell jewelry to family. The second one, and I can go visit some stores, identify some stores in the Raleigh-Durham area where she lives. I can identify stores in the Asheville area where I'm going the first weekend in April. And then I'm having an event at my house, so I can sell.
Okay, so you've got identified several things that you can do, and it's good it's being recorded, because usually I write it down for you, but I'm not writing it down because it's recorded. So remember you said those things. So now what I want is timelines.
Down.
I want So you're going to Raleigh, and
mm-hmm.
so you know which stores already you're going to be contacting? You already have relationships
no.
with them? Or are you going to go there to create relationships?
I have relationships with some individuals in Raleigh because I've gone there and sold before, but I will also be going to a couple stores. I know the stores. I just haven't approached them.
Okay, so can you do that, some of that warming that up before you get there and talk with them ahead of time so that you've kind of opened
mm-hmm.
up the way for them?
Okay,
yep. So that's one thing that you do. And then that's Raleigh. And then what's happening in Ashland?
Asheville.
What did you say?
I can do the same.
Asheville.
Asheville. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Asheville,
so then it's the same thing there?
Yep. I don't have pre-established relationships there, but it's a town
okay.
where I think my jewelry will do well.
So you'll have to carve out time while you're there, and time is the focus. So you've got to carve out time now so you can say to yourself and whoever you're going to be with there, on this day from 10 to whatever, I'd really want you to go on Friday and just touch base with people and set a time that they could say you can come back, and they know you're coming, and they'll be open to talk with you a little bit about it. And you can be in their store and see what the clientele is and who's busy and when they're busy. Because those very well can become places where on a regular basis you bring items into the boutique or into the store. So when we start there with the end in mind of looking at selling, and then you're going to have the event for Mother's Day and you're going to sell to the family, well, you want to let them know ahead of time so they got that money ready.
Yeah, that won't be a big thing, though. But more so the event at my house will definitely be an opportunity to sell.
Okay, then you have the event at your house. And so then now is where we look at the other pieces. See, we're prioritizing. Selling is your priority. Now, what do we need to support that? All we really need for some of those are pictures.
Yeah.
All we need for some of those is pictures. Same thing I was saying yesterday. And then get one of those beautiful display kind of attaché cases that they have to put jewelry in so that you keep it with you in your car, truck, or whatever. So you have that. So you can take it with you to both of those places. So now we can look and see, okay, of all the things you said, what is it that you really need to do? First, you need pictures. So far, we haven't gotten to product yet. We just need pictures of the product. Now, if we don't have product that you already have, then you got to make the product.
So
but you can see the priority.
I've been taking pictures between last week and this week. I've been taking pictures of what I know sells repeatedly, as well as other pieces, because I eventually want to develop a catalog.
Right. I want all my people doing jewelry design to develop a catalog. So your priority one is your selling, making your connections, letting people know that you're coming, setting up time to meet with them so you don't get there. And people are like, well, I'm at lunch, or well, she left already. No, they need to be there. We don't have time to waste. And then those events, and then the event at your home. And in that same vein, you can then call and reconnect with the previous clients or stores or boutiques that you used to work with. Again, to set up time with them. I guess that's right there where you are. Or they may not be. Wherever they are that you used to work with, you want to go back to them.
Yeah. They're here. They're local.
Okay. So you do want to go back to them. And if that's something you can do one evening before you leave town and on a Mother's Day or something that you can do for a couple of hours, you may want to see if that's something you can do, to see if they still want to buy something for Mother's Day. Because we're still in March. Mother's Day is until May 8th.
Yeah.
Like I told Ernesta, she needs to open her shop so she does hair for Easter. Let's capitalize on these two holidays because those are, I don't want to be sexist, but those are primarily women holidays. Easter is everybody's holiday, but the women want to look good. Men are just going to get a haircut. And Mother's Day is Mother's Day. And even if it's not a mother, then it's a sister. So you want to capitalize on that. Next, you need to get your pictures. Because you can sell from your pictures with your order form and your square and still not have the product. I'll send it to you in 2 weeks. I'll send it to you in a week, so you know that.
I mean,
you're
people
not worried
do
about
it
the
off
product
Etsy.
And yet.
Yeah, that's how you get the stuff off the internet.
So you prioritize. The question was, how do I prioritize it? Give work its full 100% attention because that's someone's dream. It may be so far away you don't know whose dream it is, but that's still someone's dream. You want to honor it because you want people to honor yours. When the day comes that you have your own business and people are working for you, you don't want them saying, well, I can squeeze this in over here because I got time. No, you give my business 100% and honor my business because I honored other people's business when I was working in their dream. And it'll help take the sting for all of you who are listening. It helps take the sting out of it if you're working for someone else. That's someone's dream. It may be a huge LML, it may be something big, but it's still someone's dream. Someone sat down, had a dream, brought together board of directors, created whatever, and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. So you're coming in to help them with their dream. Because when your big time comes for you to have your business, you want people to help you with your dream, 100%, if not 100% plus. So you can change that feeling that you have, oh, I'm tired of this, I want to get out of here. You're helping somebody with their dream. And in exchange for that, you get paid. And that money gets to help you build your business. So it's really all a win-win if we're willing to look at it through a different lens. as opposed to like I was doing at one point, God, I get glad when I get out of here. I can't stand God. Why I got to keep coming here every day? I'm tired of getting up in the morning. That just wears you down, and it makes it even harder for you to do what you need to do. So you prioritize your time based on selling. And that's usually making phone calls, getting to places where you can be in expos and show your jewelry, getting to different companies or organizations that may have events where they would want you to come in and have your jewelry there. I don't know what you guys have there for networking opportunities, but if there's anybody doing networking and they want one person or two people to come with jewelry, see if you can get a booth. But that's all phone calling. That's all R&D, research and development.
Okay.
And then once you have that, then you have your pictures to show people. Then you have the pictures to take orders. Now, what are we doing with your prices?
My prices are set. Yeah, I've had those.
Are you comfortable with your prices?
I am. And I rarely budge on the prices.
Okay.
Because of the effort it takes to make many of the pieces, the uniqueness of the pieces.
Okay, great. You're making your pieces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I make
as
them
well
myself. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure you are taking that into the price. Put that in, factored into the price.
Yeah, they are. The prices generally don't budge, and I'm okay with that. I mean, I've told people the one thing I do when I'm doing a show, which is just good energy for me, is to give away a pair of earrings at some point, because it just opens up the floodgates.
That's great. That is good energy, and that is great to do that. And that's what
you.
I was thinking about the previous people, your previous clients, was to give them something. But I thought, no, give them a discount. But I don't give them jewelry.
Well, no,
give them
I do. And so when you ask about the prices, I give them a discount if they buy over a certain amount.
Right.
And or if they're buying like a necklace that's, you know, say $75, it comes with a pair of matching earrings. If they want another pair that's larger, it comes with a set pair, a set size. If you want a pair that's larger, there's an additional charge. I'll charge you less, but there's an additional charge for it.
Good. Okay. Great. Okay. So run with those. Use those times that you have between your trips. Have the event at your home, and then from there, because you can have an event at your home when? What's the date?
April 16th. It's April 16th.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's sisters coming over. It's about 12 women. But, you know, it's so interesting because a couple of them had said to me, you're going to have your jewelry? And I'm like, no, I hadn't. But, yeah, I will now.
Yes, you will.
Because I will.
Everybody listening on this call, you have anything and someone says, are you going to have this? Your answer is yes, even if you don't have any of it at all. You guys hear me? I got you on mute right now, but I'm going to get to you. You hear me? You say yes. All you can always say yes, and then we'll figure out the rest afterwards. So, so you'll say yes, see how that goes. And then March, April, May. Okay, yeah, we'll be together till May. And then you plan what you can do for April, I mean for May, when you come back. Why, we don't have to wait till June. What can you do for May?
Yeah, I can do, well, there's a number of things. I have been known to take my jewelry with me to this huge jazz festival in Atlanta on Memorial Day weekend. I sit out at the park. I bring a couple of my jewelry cases and one of those recycle bags, a cute little bag, and I sit out there and I'll tell them, oh, I got my jewelry with me if you want to see it. And so I'll sell
jewelry
that way too.
Sounds good to me. So that'll be for May. So that's one of the things for May, but then you can see if there's something you do on a regular. If it's that you do something at your house once a month and people know, oh, no, girl, she's going to have jewelry on this day, then they know that's the day they need to have their money, get ready to come and spend time with you. And then based on that, you can decide what you want to go get as far as the supplies. Based on that, you can decide when you need to do all that. Now, social media, just like I was saying to someone else, see who's on Instagram. Are you on Instagram or anybody you know that's on Instagram that can put your jewelry on Instagram, just the pictures with your phone number? You don't have to worry about a website just yet, with your phone number. So they can just call you and place their orders.
I have a site. I just haven't launched it. I haven't
okay,
really
well,
informed
do these,
people it's there.
Okay, well, do these pieces first, so because they're going to take your time with and their sales. Launching is great, but who are we going to launch to? You have an email list?
I do. So
how
when I'm in, probably about 300. When I'm in LA next week, I am putting all of that in a spreadsheet.
To do what with it?
So that I can send out a blast when the website launches.
Okay. Okay. So you're gonna. When are you gonna launch that though? Because you've got work. You
by
just
the
got
end of
four
quarter.
Projects that we just talked about. So after this first quarter, you'll launch it for the second quarter?
No, I'm going to launch it by March. I've been working on it. I didn't just start last week. I've been working on it. I've got pretty much all the pictures taken. I would have a standard description for everything. It's just a
so
cut and take process. March 31st. Well, actually, April 1st. I'm going to do April 1st with... You and I talked about the 50% off of the first 10 people.
Right. I just couldn't see what were we offering them. Okay, so we do 50% off. That's cute. It's April Fool's Day. And everybody will be lighthearted. So, okay, so we've gotten that. So then that's it for now because you still have work and you still have travel. So you do those things, those five things. I think that's what it is. Then that gets you in the flowing in the movement around that business and around jewelry. You got a 2-year exit plan, so you're not behind. So you want to shift that conversation. I'm behind. I'm behind. No, you're not behind. You just want to navigate these two worlds of having your investor and then having your business, so that when you do it, you actually follow through on it. And I'm trusting that the fact that you have deadlines will help you keep the commitment to your dream. If you say you're going to do it for an hour, I don't care if you have to sit there and look at the jewelry and do nothing, but you sit there for that hour. You give it the hour. Somewhere in there, something will come or something will change, and you'll do something because you don't get tired of sitting there hour after hour doing nothing because Janine told you, don't you move. You stay here, set an alarm clock if you have to, and you stay here for this hour. And you're going to get sick of sitting
creating.
There doing nothing.
I love creating. So I can do 2-3 hours. I have to make myself go to sleep so I can get up and be awake the next day.
Okay. I'm going to unmute the lines because now, I don't know about you guys, but I thought what I heard her say in the beginning was that she may do it for 20 minutes, even though she said she was going to do it for an hour. Did anybody else hear that?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm like, I'm not crazy, right? I can remember pretty good. So that's why I'm giving you that structure.
Yeah, you're right. And what I will say is, you're right. Over the last week, I've done more focused work towards the jewelry business since I've set the schedule. So I know between 8:30 and 10:30 every night, I have to do something. You know,
no, I don't want a something. I don't want a something. I want you to define what you're going to use that time for, because that something leaves it too much for you to twiddle around and say, okay, well, what am I going to do? I want you to know, just like you know you're going to go to those stores and you know you're going to have something for your family, you know people are going to come on your house, come to your house, and you know you can go to the festival for the Memorial Day. I want you to know from 8 to 8:30, I'm going to make a list of all the supplies I'm going to need, even though I don't need them now, but it keeps me in the supply jewelry kind of area. From 8:30 to 9, I'm going to come up with some new designs. From 9 to 9:30 or 9 to 10, I'm going to create. You want to put in there what you're going to do to give yourself accountability to your dream. Because, I got from 8 to 10, I'm going to do something. Something ain't going to bring you any money and something doesn't get you to your client. So define what that's going to be. So when you sit down, you know. And when 8:30 comes, you stop whatever it is and go to that next thing. You don't get to say, oh, I like doing this. I'm going to go longer. No. Allow that hunger, allow that satisfaction and that joy to linger. So when you get ready to sit down again, you'll remember, oh, yeah, I loved this so much last time. I didn't want to stop. That's what I want you to hold on to. Not that you did it and you did it and did it and you did it and you just got so burnt out and tired that you just had to go to bed. No, I want you to remember that you enjoyed doing it so much you didn't want to stop. So now when it comes time to do it again, you'll remember, oh, yeah, then you'll have that same energy. So I want you to stop everything. If you say from 8 to 8:30 and you do something else at 8:30, do the next thing at 8:30 to 9.
Okay.
And you have to stop that. Whatever you have to pull yourself away from, you're going to learn how to navigate you and your energy and your feelings to support you. Because usually what we do is we do, and then we have nothing left. Then when it comes time to do it again, we all remember is being tired from doing so much. Versus when we stop early and we're excited about it and we get to talk to people about it. Oh, I did this last time. I got this done. I got that done. When you get ready to do it again, you'll remember your success with it and how you felt about it. Make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to everybody else?
Yes.
So it's the same thing for all of you that's on the phone listening. I don't want you working yourself out to 2 and 3 and 1 o'clock in the morning, and then you get up and you're tired, and the only memory you have about what you were doing for your business and for your dream is being tired. I want you to stop it within a certain time frame where you're still excited about it, and then carry that excitement into the next time you get ready to do it. Okay, so that was Vina. Anybody else? I kept talking with her because nobody else put their hand up. But anybody else want to put their hand up? Anybody else have questions? Okay, Sonia?
Yes. So what can speakers be doing in the meantime, knowing that they're becoming speakers, what can they be doing in the meantime to set their stage, to get ready to prepare themselves? Should we be planning on writing a book, website design?
No, what I want speakers to do is to look for your local local Toastmasters and join Toastmasters.
Okay.
Because Toastmasters is going to give you a variety of different kind of speaking to do and train you in that. And you want to be able to do that. Hold on just a minute. Okay, the other thing that I want you to do, even as a speaker, but everybody who is going to be a business owner, an entrepreneur, I want you to get the book, The E-Myth, by Michael Gerber, and start reading it. So you can see the journey that you take from the first year to the third year to the 5 year in your business. Because it's not just that you have your talent. All of you have amazing talent, but you want a business. So you want to be able to look at what it's going to take and require for you to do your business. So it's a book called The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, and start reading it. For speakers, go sign up for, go to a couple of them until you like it, and join the Toastmasters. So at least that puts you in the room with other speakers. And you can start speaking.
I've done Toastmasters before.
Right, and what happened? How long did you do it? Did you make it up the ranks?
Yeah. And
so what,
the Toastmasters that was here in my area, it kind of sucked, but the one that I did in Texas, I did really well, but that was a long time ago that I lived in Texas. So the one in Georgia, in my neighborhood is where I went. I didn't stay at it long enough, probably, because I didn't like the way it was going.
So then you find another one then, because what you did a long time ago may or may not work, but you'll know when you find another one that you like, because you can go to as many until you find the one you like and start speaking there. Because so then when we finish with your message, all you're going to do is drop it into whichever one of those formats that really works well for you.
Okay.
So, because when you say, I did Toastmasters a long, long time ago, but there are people who are speakers now and they still participate in Toastmasters, or they still participate in the National Speakers Association. But you can't get an association until you've spoken 10 times and gotten paid.
And then, okay, yeah. I guess I stopped that one. Then I did Dale Carnegie. I also did a Dale Carnegie course. And I did really well in that. But I guess the reason why I know what you're saying now is correct, because I need to go back, because doing those things, I still did not pursue my speaking career. I stopped it. So it probably is a good time to revisit those things.
Right. You stopped it. So you want to revisit those. You can think of it as a brush up. That you're brushing up and remembering what it is to be in front of people, to remember what it is to do a 2-minute speech, a 3-minute speech, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, so that you have all that under your belt. So then once you have your core message, you can tweak that for all those different time frames.
Okay.
But get the book. Everybody get the book, The E-Myth, and read that. When I read that book, it was so amazing for me to then be. It gives you the journey of an entrepreneur. It shows you how your business is going to go. There's a point in time when you're working in your business, but there's another point in time that you have to be working on your business. And you really need to do them simultaneously. We love the craft. We love our talents. We love speaking and all of that. But there's a whole other part of the business that has nothing to do with that part.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to start reading that so it keeps you in mind with, wow, I got to do this. Oh, this is part of it. Oh, okay, I thought about that. Oh, I need an accountant, or I need systems, or I need this. How am I tracking my money? I need you tracking your money now, whoever's making money. I need you to have a system in place where you're tracking your money now so you can see where it's going, how much you're using on supplies, what are the prices that you're getting for different things, so you can really see how to run your business and it be profitable.
Okay.
So some of you I have jumping out there doing something because I just want you to get back in the feel of doing it, but I also want you to track the money you make with what you're doing.
Okay.
And there's one other book that I read. I'm going to find it. And I'll give you that information too. So anybody else have any other questions? For you, for your business? I know, Cleo, we need to talk so I can get you to narrow in on if we're doing kids or you're doing the women and what that's going to look like. So hopefully you'll have your appointment scheduled with Marla soon. And I'm walking around my office looking for this other book, but I guess I'll send it to you guys. One of the books that Les Brown had told me to read, and it's really a good book. I got some more books in this cabinet. Nobody else has any other questions? There it is. On clarity for your business, for your next step, what you're going to be doing.
I'm good.
Okay, who else? I know, Tanya, we talked.
Yes, I'm straight right now.
Okay. Ernesta, you good?
Yes, I'm good right now.
Ernesta, I'm good right now. Don't come bothering me. And you track that money for Easter, too, my dear.
Okay.
Get your cards made. Let the people know. See, and you're the same thing with Vina. Call the people you used to work with. You guys already go with the people you've worked with already who know you, who are excited about you. You don't have to work hard. It's hard to get new leads versus going back to people who've already worked with you. So you always want to keep that in mind. Who else hasn't said anything? That's on the call. Georgia, I think that's Cleo. Tanya, Sonia, and Arnessa. Okay, so anything else from anyone else? Just generally, even if it's not about your business, you know what you're doing, you know what your next steps are.
Yes.
Someone was also saying what?
I was saying, this is Tanya. I just wanted to remind everyone that you're doing this talk, this live event, and I really want to attend. So whenever you have a chance to do it again and record it or however you want to do it, I certainly want to be a part of it.
Oh, the removing money conversation?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that presentation is this Saturday. Removing money obstacles, money blocks. And what I'm going to have you guys do is begin to track how you spend your money. That's why I want you to start now, early, looking at how you spend your money for your business, in addition to just how you spend money, period. Because that's going to impact your business if we haven't looked at your relationship with money and the conscious as well as unconscious way in which we handle money. It's pretty much the way we've been trained. So you have to be mindful of that when you're going through your business and working in your business as well. And let's see, is there anything else? I think that's all that I have, unless you guys have anything else. Where's Romera? Romera, she and I are going to talk to see what she's going to do, because she's not sure she wants to do the program for mental illness. And Cleo, just get you clear on the kids. Zena's got jewelry, Tanya's got jewelry, and Maisha. Maisha,
yes,
you're not on the call? Oh, there you are.
I am.
Okay, my dear, there you are. I'm like, where's Maisha?
I'm here.
I want you to get that book, too, The E-Myth. You can find it on Amazon.
And I'm looking at it now.
I know you are. And I want you to look in the area for Toastmasters, but I want you to do is just to attend and see what it is, see what it's about, because ultimately I think you – my sense is probably going to want to do some speaking. Mm-hmm. And that's what it'll be around, being the resilient expert. And just see how they give you a package of different kind of speeches to do and to create. But it just gets you in the flow of it. And if it's a cost, I believe it's a minimal cost.
Okay. I'm
and then they give you critique. And they give you feedback. But you can look and see. Usually there's two or three different ones. You can go to different ones and see how it feels for you and which group you want to work with, because they're going to give you feedback.
Okay. I will look into that and start researching tonight and find some locations close to my area.
Right. That's right. Cleo has her title, Finding Yourself After Losing Yourself, which I think is great. Trademark.
She said that last week. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and you'll look in your life, because it'll be that kind of thing for you, too, as far as getting back up after being kicked down.
Okay.
You know, or getting back up after falling down. But it'll be that kind of, you know, you want to write some of those kind of titles, topics down, getting back up, because that's the end result, is getting back up time and time again. And then begin to just kind of note and write down, what did you do for you to get back up? Each time, what did you do to get back up?
Okay.
And it would be street smarts for sure. But even, you know, that goes back to when you were 15. But what were those street smarts? What were those things that you did to get back up? That would be the wisdom you'd share with the other ones.
Okay.
And then for my speakers, when I find one other thing I'm looking for, I'll put it in the membership site and just give you a list of the different things you can begin to look at before you even get on a stage. There's a lot that you can look at and begin to do and cultivate.
Okay.
Because you want to be clear who you're speaking to, what you're saying, and what you have to offer. As much as you may say, I'm ready, I'm going to go now.
But you have to remember that you are the one that's going to own that room. You're the one that's going to be in control of that room when you speak. You've got to deal with people who laugh. You've got to deal with people who hackle you. You've got to deal with people who cry. You have to deal with people who are disruptive. In addition to dealing with the people who love you and enjoy you and clap for you and all that kind of stuff, you're the one that's in charge for that 35, 45, 50 minutes that you're speaking.
Okay.
So I think the only person I'm missing today is Ramira. Okay, cool. So if you haven't gotten to Marla, get to her. I know my week was tight this week. It'll be a little open next week to get your session set up because I want to clear up some things with Cleo and Tati Tony and Sonia. You already have yours.
Mm-hmm.
Or Nessa, I think you have quite a bit. We'll see. But whoever's supposed to get their time, get your time set up with Marla.
Okay. I did mine yesterday.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. I talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Friday. Okay, cool. So
and
if
I
there's
got
no other questions.
I do want to ask you.
Okay.
I got something I want to ask you, or maybe just tell you or share with you. In June.
You want to ask? Okay.
Huh? In
no,
June,
go ahead.
I am starting a 6-month course at CAP Institute with Valerie Burton. I'm going to get a certification in personal and executive life coaching.
Okay.
So I
is
was
that what
Valerie
doing?
That.
That's what Valerie is doing now. Is a
yes.
program.
Yes, she has a CAP Institute.
Okay.
She's offering certain certifications, and I had signed up with her back in January. I did, and she's coming here to do the business classes for 3 days in May, and then from there you do the 6 months online. So I thought that it would look good for me to have a certification in personal life and executive coaching. That's
you know
I
what?
Can, you know,
you're set in it, and it'll be great for you. But I would have to say for anybody else, what people are going to want from you, what people will buy from you, is going to be based in your story. And no certification can give you that. But what it will do is help you get clear about when people do come to you and you're going to coach them, the different steps you can take them through in your coaching. But it can't be it doesn't have to be a matter of it'll look good if I have a certification. Because what people will respond to more than anything else, you're going to get somewhere and you're going to speak and you're going to say something. All of you on this phone are going to say something that's going to resonate with someone. And they're going to come up to you afterwards and say, how do I work with you? They may not even ask you at any point through that whole time anything about certification. But it'll help you if that's something that you're feeling that you want to be want more clarity and strong in, that's great. Just phrase it in that it was something that you wanted to learn more about yourself. Not that it's going to look good. It's something you want to learn more about yourself.
Okay.
Because it's your story. I was on Lisa's stage for 8 or 9 minutes. That's all I had was 9 minutes. And it was me, my story, who I am, that says, hey, I think you're somebody I can work with. So I want you to always hold on to your value. And we'll talk about that when we start talking about confidence. You are the piece. You are it. You're what people want. So you want to know that and be mindful of that.
Okay.
So anything that you take, anything that you add to the skills you have, the wisdom you have, the knowledge you have, the talent you have, is to add to it, not because you're missing or lacking and you want to get more. You already have it.
Okay.
You already have
Makes
it.
Sense. Okay, thank you. Makes sense.
And so that's for everybody. You already have it. Okay, so if there isn't anything else, then those are our calls for today. I'm going to look for that one last list that I have for speakers, the different things you can be working on. Because I remember I went through that list and thought, wow, I got a whole lot to do, even in spite of all the training I've been through. So to just give you some focus so you don't feel like you're just sitting and waiting to be able to do this talking. No, you can start looking at going to the Toastmasters. to see how that works, to see the different kind of speeches, so that you can begin to, you'll hear things, you'll begin to formulate things, take notes, begin to look at your own life and see the journey that you walk to get to where you are, because someone's going to walk that journey and you're going to be the one to be able to give them the shortcut. You're going to be the one to be able to say, hey, watch out, there's a pothole coming. So you've got to go in your life and look at it. And then what we do together is clean it up and put it in language for people to say, hey, yeah, that's me, I want that.
Okay.
And I know you're doing healing, too, on the other side of the jury, Tanya. So it's really looking at healing around what and what areas or what issues, and then what are the steps that you took to get to the healing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if it's a loss of a child, healing from a loss of a child, 5 steps to make peace in your heart. And then what are those steps that you go through? I mean, there's got to be a group of people. There's not even got to be. There are people with your names written on it for what you guys are wanting to do. They're just waiting on you to show up. So dive in your lives. Dive in the journey you've walked and pull out 4 to 5 steps that you could give to someone that you know if they took those steps, it would move them from where they are to where they want to be. Or at least move them closer to it. Because it's not an end result, because as human beings, we're constantly changing, constantly expanding, constantly wanting to do something else, constantly evolving. So they'll move up from where they are closer to where they want to be. And you have that answer. And same thing with hair. When you start training and teaching, people want their hair because, one, hair makes them feel good. And it may or may not make them look good, but it makes them feel good, and it makes them look good to themselves. I always find it interesting that I'll see people with hairstyles and their hair look crazy. I'm like, how are you going to do hairstyles and your hair look crazy? Because you don't have time, but you're your product. You are your product. When you're walking around, people are looking at you and not even realizing, people look at my hair. Well, who does your hair? I don't mean to be an advertisement for my guy, but the girl who does my color and the guy that does my twist, my lock, but I'll tell them. So you always want to be mindful of that. Your jewelry, you are your jewelry. You're walking around with it. So you always want to look good, even if you got on a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. So don't in any way minimize the value you bring to what you're doing, and that the value is you, not necessarily what you do. So any other questions? I'll stop the recording. No other questions? Everybody's good for now? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so that stopped. And I'm going to double check. I think I set up a master class for us next week, even though it's your sacred seat. I think I set up a master class around selling. And so Natasha's going to come and talk with you about soul selling, selling and service, so you can get used to the language around selling and being able to talk about things that you are offering. And then to be in energetic alignment with your prices.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're discounting, you know how come you're discounting. When you're doing something, you know how come you're doing it. You're not doing it because, oh, well, I'll buy it if it was $500 less. Okay, here, you can have it, $500 less. No, it's like, okay, well, this isn't for you. And not lose any power in saying this isn't for you. You don't say that and then say, oh, my God, I just gave away that. I could have had $500. But that's what Tanya's talking about what I'm going to be doing this weekend and talking about money. And I need you to move toward being energetically aligned with your products and what you're going to charge for your services.
Right.
That's why when I said to Nina, are you okay with your prices? She said, yes, clear energy. She's clear with it. If it's $75, I'm doing this. If you want the larger earrings, you pay more. But otherwise, this pair comes with it. No hiccups, no nothing. She was just clear, aligned with her money, energetically. So if there's nothing else, on that note, I will say have a good evening, because it's 6, going on 7 o'clock for some of you. And we'll get together next week. I just have to double check that time for you, because it very well may be at 4. So then we have our 3 o'clock call, and then you could stay on for the 4 o'clock call if you wanted to. I think that's what I'm setting up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, ladies. Thank you very much. We'll get together next week, and I'll talk to you then.
Okay,
thank you, Janine. Have a good evening.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. See you Saturday.
The moderator has left the conference.